Weather conditions across the northern plains will be deteriorating, as well as the upper Midwest, as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, with tomorrow and Wednesday to be the toughest days for travel in the heart of the Dakotas. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network, and we do expect to see rain and drizzle and a little freezing drizzle to likely develop as we go forward through the evening and overnight tonight. The precipitation is expected to be light initially, but as time moves along, a low pressure center in Colorado will be intensifying rather quickly as we get into the overnight hours. That will enhance the precipitation across the region, with rain and freezing rain likely to occur in southeastern South Dakota into the southwest and west central portions of Minnesota. There may be a little bit of snow in west central Minnesota as well. As time moves along and we get close to dawn tomorrow, the snow will become widespread from west central portions of Minnesota back through southeastern North Dakota into a big part of eastern and southern and western portions of South Dakota. It's only going to be the Sioux Falls and Yankton areas and Mitchell that will likely see rain continuing through the morning tomorrow and probably into tomorrow afternoon. We'll see some of that also occurring in the southwest corner of Minnesota, where we'll actually see rain returning to some of those areas after a wintry mix for a little while early in the day. In the meantime, just on the back side of the low pressure center will be some impressive heavy snow, and this will likely get going rather significantly by the time we get to mid-morning tomorrow, and it will stay with us all the way through the evening tomorrow night and into the morning on Wednesday. The low pressure center will be strong enough to produce blizzard and near blizzard conditions across the Dakotas, and when the heavy snow is falling, it will be just a nightmare trying to travel across the region. 6 to 12 inches of generalized snow is likely, but there will be a band of 12 to 20 inches that will occur across central portions of South Dakota into the southeast corner of North Dakota. For Minnesota, much of the snow is not likely to accumulate very well until we get on the other side of the upper level low pressure center, which is not likely to occur until we get out towards Wednesday night, Thursday, and Friday. And so the greater snows in Minnesota are likely at that point in time. By the way, we will see snow still falling across the region all the way into Saturday, although the intensity of the snow will lighten as we progress through the end of the week. But that's one of the reasons why we will see some significant snow accumulations even in Minnesota, even though it doesn't start snowing there until about a day and a half later than some of these other areas to the west. We will see colder temperatures, but the coldest weather will be this weekend, and we'll see some positive and negative single digits in parts of our region, mostly to the west. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.